You might now want to consider the six basic ego drives. You have these six ego needs. They're not real needs. They're just like little ego trips. But whenever you're unhappy, it's more than likely that one of them is being violated. And the six basic ego needs are security, to know how things are, comfort, safety. But we'll just call it security. And the second one, curiously enough, is its polar opposite, which is adventure, a sense of insecurity, fun, excitement, adventure. Then, to be loved is an ego need, to be part of a group or part of a team, part of something, to be loved. And then another ego need is, curiously enough, its polar opposite, to be special, to be significant, to be important. Okay, and then the last two needs usually only happen when the first four are really well met. And they're kind of similar, actually. The fifth need is to grow. Personal growth, spiritual growth, expansion. But you can see, it's usually going to be just in order to feel important, special, to be loved, or to be part of a group, or to feel secure, or to have an adventure. But anyway, the fifth one is growth, personal growth, expansion. And the sixth one is contribution, to give back. And when all the rest of them are met, you'll find a person giving back, contributing, teaching, lecturing, writing books, giving back. Okay, so those are the six basic needs of the personality or the ego. They're not really needs, they're actually highly evolved wants. But that would be to feel secure, to have a sense of adventure, to feel loved and to be part of a group, or to feel significant and important and a leader, to grow and expand, or to contribute to society, to give back. So those are the basic six. And when you inquire as to why you're unhappy, a shortcut might be to just say, which of these needs is being violated? Which of these wants is being violated? Because I don't feel special. I don't feel very special when they do blank. Then you'd simply ask yourself, well, are you? Are you special? Are you significant? Are you important? And that's a real shortcut. There's another shortcut, though, that's phenomenal. When one of them gets violated, you can do what I just said and supply the missing ingredient, right? So if your security is violated, yeah, it makes me feel insecure. It makes me afraid for the future. If you've discovered that that is why you're upset, you can just ask yourself some questions, you know. Why do you believe that? Do you really believe that your life is going to end tomorrow? You know, how can you have faith in God? How can you have more trust? How can you feel okay about your future? And generally, it's not too hard to do. You can kind of look back and say, wow, you know, I've made it through everything so far. I can certainly make it through this too. And those who have a strong religious background find this much easier to do because you can simply have faith in God. So that's how you can manufacture the security you need if that one's violated. Now, if your sense of adventure is violated and you're bored, you can just say, wow, I really feel secure. And you can roll it into its polar opposite. Okay, and if your security is violated and you're feeling like really scared, you could just roll it over into the other need, the polar opposite, and say, wow, this is a great adventure. This is a really great adventure. Okay, so there's a secret there that I encourage you to play with. When your sense of security is violated, okay, roll it over into, wow, this is a great adventure. Or supply yourself the security that you need by manufacturing beliefs and thoughts that give that to you. If you're not feeling loved or part of a group, you can feel like you're special and you're an individual and you're a leader. You see, you can just say, well, I might not be a herd mentality follower, but man, I'm all by myself out here. I'm a leader. Okay? And if your sense of leadership is being violated and people aren't listening to what you're saying and your specialness is getting violated, you can roll it over into, Well, I'm part of a group. I'm part of a team. I'm making my perfect contribution. It might not be as a leader, but I am part of a group, you see? So there's an incredible secret in that. Understand these six needs, and then when one of them is violated, you have two choices. You either manufacture in thought the need. Like, yes, I am important. Yes, I am loved. Yes, I am part of a group. Or you roll it over into its polar opposite. And that would have to do with the first four. Security, adventure, being loved, or being special and important.